It's 11:34 a.m. here in Northeast Florida. Wednesday, May 26th. The topic of conversation for this this almost afternoon is what is your all-time favorite Star Wars video game? All-time favorite. Yeah, most of you guys will know my answer to that question. We'll get to that. I have a very specific all-time favorite Star Wars video game. And if you kind of know my gaming history and what I'm into, it doesn't come as a surprise. My all-time favorite Star Wars game is more of a Star Wars experience. Yes, it's a game, but you live in the Star Wars universe. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for hanging out with me for the next hour. Once again, all of these live streams are available in podcast form. All you got to do is search for Hello Greedo in whatever podcast app you use, and you'll see it. So welcome, guys. Let's shoot the shit. Let's talk Star Wars video games or whatever else you want to talk about for the next hour. Cheers, guys. Caleb Kemp, Grant Guthrie, and Just Jedi. Good to see you guys. Caleb Kemp says, hello there. Hello there. Right back at you, Caleb. Hope you're doing well, man. Cheers. Hope life is treating you good and you're kicking some ass, General Kenobi. Grant Guthrie says KOTOR, which I'm sure is probably a lot of people's favorite Star Wars game. In this conversation, we're going to probably find out that there are a lot of Star Wars games that I just missed. I've played a bunch, have not played them all. But Grant says KOTOR Starfighter / Jedi Starfighter Republic Commando, that one old Clone Wars game where you got to play Mace Windu in a tank. Mace Windu in a tank. That one might just be nostalgia, though. I now have so many on Steam. That is what's awesome about Steam. I don't know how it is on the consoles. I haven't really looked too deep into it. I own a Nintendo Switch, and I own an Xbox One S, and I've never really looked for Star Wars games on either of them, so I don't really know what the library looks like. But on Steam, man, they have so many classic Star Wars games. It's really impressive. And the thing that is most impressive to me is like Shadows of the Empire, for example, right? It's one of my all-time favorite Star Wars games. I love it to death. I got it for Christmas the year it came out. Fantastic. But what blows me away is that I can fire it up on Steam and it plays so good. I've never had any issues with it. You know, a lot of times you fire up old games, especially old like games that were on a console that were ported over to the PC or whatever. It runs so smooth. I love it. But yeah, Grant, so KOTOR, I owned both KOTOR games. I barely remember playing them. At the time that they came out, I was not into RPGs. I just did not have the patience. I've always wanted to fire them up and play them on a live stream. And I have done that with KOTOR, the first KOTOR, but only for a couple hours. I think the way that I need to experience those games is sitting down in front of my couch, not on a live stream, you know, playing through them at my own pace, just enjoying them for what they are, you know. Eventually I'll get around to it, but... And you mentioned Starfighter and Jedi Starfighter. I vaguely remember playing Starfighter. And Republic Commando is another good example of a Star Wars game that passed me by. I think it was originally, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I think it was originally only available for the GameCube. Is that correct? Let's see, when did that come out? So, Republic Commando... Oh, no, it never came out on the GameCube. What am I talking about? It came out in 2005. PS4, never owned that. I see what it is. Oh, so it was on Windows and Xbox. Okay, so yeah, Republic Commando, 2005. I graduated high school the year before, and I was in college. And I was basically, the only game that I was playing at the time was Counter-Strike and making my own maps. That's the reason I never touched Republic Commando. It's weird, man. I did play it a couple years ago on a live stream. I sucked so bad I had no idea what I was doing. And I think that's just because I was paying too much attention to the chat rather than on the game itself. You know, I ran around like an idiot, but it seemed like a cool, fun game. I liked the opening where you're a clone and you're on Kamino. I think that's how it started, right? Kind of go through the motions. It was a cool setup. But, yeah, Eventually, maybe I'll do a full playthrough. But Just Jedi, after JJ's Super Chats here, I'll tell you what my favorite Star Wars game is, if you guys don't know. Just Jedi, thank you. Oh, one sec.
HG, it's a toss-up between Shadows of the Empire and TIE Fighter for me, man. The timed X-Wing flight sims of the 90s precursors to Squadrons. Would definitely recommend. Have a good one, my man.
Good to see you, Steven Siller. Thank you so much for the generous Super Chat and channel support. Give me one sec. Just Jedi, Mr. JJ says, man, if I had to choose BF 2015, BF 2, 2005, Fallen Order for now. There are so many, hoping for mini games in the future. Always talk about food. Nostalgia plays a big part of the question. Absolutely. You said nostalgia plays a big part of the question. They're 100%. That is true of everything, right? Like, for me, I grew up with the Super Nintendo and Nintendo 64. Those were, like, my two main video game consoles. And the original Nintendo, that was my first. But, like, the SNES and the Nintendo 64. Dude, I love those systems so much. And, I mean, I guess you could argue that, well, you know, those consoles are better than today's consoles. Maybe that is all blind nostalgia, that today's consoles are way better. They're so much better. Obviously, hardware wise, but even just like the games, you can play anything on them. They're incredible. So like for me to say the SNES is so much better than the Xbox Series X or whatever it's called. No, that's just nostalgia goggles, right? But it's impossible to not have nostalgia play into, you know, what your favorite games are. So much of my favorite stuff has to do with the age I was when I played it, what I was doing. Yeah, man, that's why my favorite Star Wars game is what it is. That's why a lot of my favorite video games are what they are, you know. You mentioned Fallen Order. I kind of differentiate when it comes to video games and Star Wars video games, my favorites from single-player Star Wars games, multiplayer Star Wars games. That's kind of... My favorite single-player Star Wars game is Fallen Order. I loved the combat. I loved the story. It was fun. I had a blast playing it. I want to play through it again. My favorite multiplayer Star Wars game of all time, which trumps my single-player game, it is my favorite Star Wars game of all time, it's called Star Wars Galaxies, which... in a couple years, it's going to have its 20th anniversary, which is mind-blowing. I thought about that the other day, man. I have my Star Wars Galaxies strategy guide from 2003 in a drawer behind me. And that game, it was an MMO. Some of you guys might be familiar with it. I've talked about it over the years. I've made a video about it. A few times, I think. But Star Wars Galaxies was an MMO. It was the most immersive MMO. Like, comparing it to the Old Republic, there's no comparison, man. Star Wars Galaxies was like a sandbox. You could become anything you wanted. You could be an artisan. You could be like a makeup artist. Literally, you could be a dancer in a cantina and earn your living as a dancer in a cantina. You could be a musician. You could be the mayor of a town. You could be an architect and build homes for people. Yeah, you could live on Tatooine and build your own, like, Lars Homestead-style house on Tatooine. You could travel to various planets. It was a
After
game...
After you played
oh, one sec.
Starfighter on stream, did you end up finishing it? Also, that damn Clone Wars game had someone calling Mace Windu Mace. I get that it's his first name, but without his last name, it just sounds weird and wrong.
Grant, thank you so much, man. Give me one sec. I appreciate the patience, guys. I'm long-winded on this subject because I got the passion. But yeah, like, Star Wars Galaxies was... it was a video game, but it was more of, like, a Star Wars experience where you are... A character, a person in this larger universe, and you didn't have to go combat. I mean, yeah, you could be a bounty hunter, you could be a gunslinger, you could eventually become a Jedi. In the early days, you had to work for becoming a Jedi. It could take you years. It was like kind of random and hard to get and impossible to get, really. They changed that, kind of ruined in the game, but Yeah, it was a Star Wars universe that you played in, and you didn't just have to be combat. Like, the way I played Star Wars Galaxies, I was a doctor. At first, I was like a combat medic, but then I became a doctor. This doctor skill tree that you could go up. And what I would do, I would sit in like the Mos Eisley spaceport, where people would come and go and fast travel at the spaceport to go to other planets and stuff like that. And I would sit in the spaceport and I would have like a scripted text thing I would type, and it would pop over my head, and somebody would walk up to me. It would say like, you want full combat buffs, throw me 5,000 credits, I'll give you full combat buffs. That's what I did in Galaxies. I was a doctor. I would buff people before they went out on missions and their journeys and whatever they were going to do. And it was like this commerce that I was a part of. I was living in the Star Wars universe, owning my own home, a part of a guild that had a city that I had a home in. It was incredible, man. It was fun. You know, go have a drink in the cantina, and then after a hard days of doctoring, it was fun, man. But yeah. Oh, I loved it. I loved it so much. But anyway, Steven Siller, Grant Guthrie, Sapity the Gamer, and Oscar, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the patience as well. Steven says, hey, HG, it's a toss-up between Shadows of the Empire and TIE Fighter for me, man. The TIE and X-Wing flight sims, are the 90s precursors to Squadrons. Would definitely recommend. Have a good one, my man. Yeah, I remember playing the flight sims on my PC, on my family's PC back in the day. I vividly remember playing X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. That's the one that I really remember the most of. I'm pretty sure I played the other ones prior to that, but they're kind of a blur of a memory. And I don't know if it was at my friend's house or at my house with those other ones. But, yeah, they were fun. I remember not being good at them. When did X-Wing versus TIE Fighter come out? X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. 97, so I would have been 11 in 97. But, yeah, for me, Steven, Shadows of the Empire is in my top three all-time favorite Star Wars games. You got Star Wars Galaxies, Shadows of the Empire, Jedi Fallen Order, that mix that up. I have played Shadows of the Empire so many times in my life. So many times. Those of you who have watched me play Shadows of the Empire on a stream, you see how quick, I can beat that game in a snap of a finger. Maybe in like an hour and a half stream, I'll beat the game. And if I really, really try to beat it, probably an hour. Maybe even under that. I don't even know. I'll have to look it up, but I'm sure people have done like speed runs. But yeah, man, Shadows of the Empire, I remember getting it for Christmas the year it came out, being blown away by it. I have loved everything about that game since then. And it's pretty awesome that we're able to play it on the PC in 2021, you know, years after it came out, play it on the PC super smooth without issue. I still have, it's in the guest room right now, because we moved into this new house like a year and a half ago, and our guest room is just still like a mattress and a cup and boxes that we don't know what to do with. And in that guest room is a big plastic bin full of Nintendo 64 and Super Nintendo stuff. And Shadows of the Empire is in there, man. And yeah, I love it so much. I love it. It's got great variety. Looking back on it, it just seems like a very ambitious game for the time. And if anybody hasn't played Shadows of the Empire, which I'm guessing most people listening to my voice right now have, I can't recommend it enough. And if you have never played it and you end up playing it, let me know what you think. I'm curious if a lot of it has to do with nostalgia or if it's still like if it still holds up, you know. But anyway, man. Cheers, Steve. Love it. Have a good one, too. Grant Guthrie, thank you so much. Grant says, after you played Starfighter on stream, did you end up finishing it? Also, that damn Clone Wars game had someone called... Oh, calling Mace Mace. I get that it's his first name, but without his last name, it just sounds weird and wrong. So, no, I... let me fire up Steam and see how many hours I have in Starfighter. There is a good chance that I only have 1 hour in Starfighter, and that's the hour that I streamed it. And cool, Steam is not... is it coming up or no? There we go. Updating Steam. No, I did not beat it. I think the only time that I ever streamed it was that one time. That's probably been a couple years now, right, man? Maybe. I'll have to look and see. Let's see. Gotta log in. What's my Steam stuff? There we go. Oh, my God. Why am I having to... There we go. Cool. No, the dude, there's so many Star Wars games, Grant, that I started and never finished or that I have installed on Steam and have never played. Like, let me scroll down on my Steam list and see. So, and I'm probably missing a decent amount too on here. I have Star Wars Battlefront 2, the original, Star Wars Empire at War, Episode 1 Racer, Galactic Battlegrounds, which is great, Dark Forces, Dark Forces 2, Jedi Outcast, Jedi Academy, Knights of the Old Republic, Knights of the Old Republic 2, Republic Commando, Rogue Squadron 3D, Rogue Squadron, Shadows of the Empire, Squadrons, Starfighter, Force Unleashed, Force Unleashed 2, TIE Fighter Special Edition, X-Wing Special Edition, and I think there's Lego Force Awakens, Lego Star Wars A Complete Saga. There might be some other ones mixed in there too. So like, and a lot of these, man, I've never even played. Like, I've never played Jedi Academy. I've never played Jedi Outcast, but I got them. I've never played the Force Unleashed 2. I've never played... I think that's it. But yeah, so like... Let's see. Yep, dude. I said that the only... I probably only have an hour logged on Starfighter because I've only streamed it once. And Grant, I'm looking at it right now. It says playtime 60 minutes of Starfighter. I think that might be I've only played 60 minutes of Starfighter, not in my life because I remember it, but in a long time. Anyway, that's crazy. On the dot. But yeah, I've never played a Clone Wars game either. I do remember playing a Phantom Menace game on the PC. Yeah, a Phantom Menace game. Let me look this up. And I think it was on the PS1 too. The Phantom Menace game PC. 1999. Let's see. I vividly remember. Yep. Okay. So, PC and the PlayStation. Okay. Does anybody remember this game? Oh my God, I got it. Oh my God. Looking at these screenshots, memories. Holy shit. Yeah, I remember vividly playing this game. I need to find an emulator or some kind of like deadware, freeware version, whatever the hell it's called, of this game. Whoa. Maybe, yeah, I need to do this and then stream it. That would be fun as hell. All right, I'm going to leave this up because... Star Wars fandom Reddit, PC, Microsoft. But wait, what? Microsoft Store. Nope, it's the movie. I'll look into this later, but I gotta check that out. I would love to play that again. Old games, Star Wars. Blah, blah, blah. All right, oldgames.com. All right, this might be the go-to. Anyway. I appreciate that, Grant. I appreciate you letting me go down a little rabbit hole. I'm excited to check this game out. It's been since 99. And Sapity, thank you so much. Sapity says, afternoon, Greedo. Star Wars Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight was my first Star Wars game immersion. Too young to play FPS back then. I enjoyed the hell out of it. That's also another thing. Like, there's so many games, not just Star Wars, but back in the day where, you know, maybe on the NES or the Super Nintendo, I was 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. But I have memories of playing. Oh, a good example is on the Super Nintendo, like Super The Empire Strikes Back or Super Star Wars, you know, those games, I have them. I still have them. And if I play them nowadays, all I think about is like, there's no way in hell at the age of, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8, I got past the first level because these games are insanely hard. There's so many games like that. FPS, I've been playing FPS. I sound like FPS Doug. Who remembers FPS Doug? I've been playing first-person shooters since the original Doom and Wolfenstein. I think I first played them on my buddy's family computer. Probably in 93, 92. I really don't know. But and Dark Forces, the original Dark Forces, was right around there. I've never played Dark Forces 2. I've never played any of the Dark Forces sequels. The original Dark Forces was one of my first-person shooter games, and one of my first Star Wars games, and still one of my favorite Star Wars games. Occasionally, I'll stream it. But yeah, it's a fun one, man. That's a really fun one. I eventually need to play the sequels, like Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, all those games get brought up a lot, and whenever we have this kind of chat, and it's stupid of me that I haven't played them, you know. Dude, when is the last time that I streamed a video game on the channel? 6 months? I'd venture to say 6 months. Maybe since... When did Squadrons come out? Last November? Or October? Star Wars Squadrons. I don't think I've played Battlefront since then or anything. So October. So like, yeah. Jeez. It's been a long time. We're almost in June. Long time. Good God. 8, 9 months? Wow. Yeah, I need to, man. Eventually. When time permits. But I appreciate that, Sapity. And the gamer. Appreciate it as well. Modded XCOM 2 on the PC into probably the best Clone Wars game I've ever played. Favorite official Star Wars game is OG Battlefront 2. That's probably a very common answer as well. I get OG Battlefront 2 as the answer quite often. What I liked about the original Battlefront games, I personally think the new Battlefront 2 is, for me, it's better. Well, most aspects, I would say, for me, I like it better. What I think Battlefront 2, the original Battlefront games, got right is the ability to kind of mod stuff, host own servers, you know, create your own mods, levels, whatever. In that aspect, I wish modern Battlefront 2 did that as well. Like, it bums me out that that's kind of like a dead and dying thing in video games, you know? The custom maps, the hosting servers, you know, but I don't know. Anyway. The gamer, I've never played XCOM, but you mentioned, let me look that up. XCOM 2 Clone Wars. Wait, seriously? XCOM 2. Is my microphone listening to me? Obviously it is. And filtering it into my browser? Because when you type... do me a favor. Open up another tab or whatever. Type in XCOM 2. What is the first thing that pops up as a suggested search? Mine is XCOM 2 Star Wars mod, and then XCOM 2 Clone Wars. Is that same for you guys? I'll check. I'm going to keep this up. I'll check it out. I did the only like mod, Star Wars mod that I think I've ever played is a Duke Nukem 3D Star Wars mod, which is pretty fun. I actually still have it installed. I wouldn't mind playing it on a stream again. It was a good time. But anyway, cheers, gamer. I appreciate that, man. Oscar Rodriguez, JJ, Magpies. Where did it go? There we go. Oscar, hold on, guys. I'm sorry for being so far behind. This is a, I know I'm long-winded, but this is a fun topic of conversation. Really, no Star Wars, just the game and mods for it. Interesting. So, like, on Google, my first was Star Wars mod and XCOM 2 Clone Wars. What's something that, how, is that a real thing? Is my microphone suggest, like, whatever. How can we test that? How can we test that? You know what I really like? That Fallout New Vegas Star Wars mod. Google, hey, I really like that Fallout New Vegas Star Wars mod. Let's see. Fallout New Vegas. Nah, didn't work. Star Wars, man, when I type S, it does. Maybe it's just predicting shit. Anyway, Oscar Rodriguez, thank you so much. Oscar says, at the moment, Fallen Order. Most Star Wars have a shelf, so I rarely desire to go back. Oh, I see what you're in play. Have a soft spot for the Phantom Menace game, though. Yeah, man, I want to go down on a little nostalgia trip with that. I'm going to look in. I still have it pulled up on my other monitor. I'm going to look into downloading it. But I'm with you. Most games do have a shelf life. Like, Jedi Fallen Order is my favorite single-player Star Wars game. But I don't have much of a desire to go back and play it again. And the only reason I would is maybe to, because most of that game I streamed, and I was talking while I streamed it. The only reason I would probably go back and play it would be to immerse myself a little more into the story and do a little more customization and that kind of stuff. But, and I would also play it on the Xbox this time around, because the older I get, I just kind of want to sit on my couch and play games. But yeah, Jedi Fallen Order was great, man. But yeah, you're right. There's so many games that, not just Star Wars, but like single player experiences that I probably will never touch again. Unless there's a lot of time in between when I play it and when I kind of have a desire to play it again. Like, I have a desire to go back and play Half-Life 2, just because it's been, what, like 15 years? When did that come out? Half-Life 2. 2004. Oh, wow. Okay, so a little over 15 years. Almost two decades. Yeah, so it's got to be a long time between, right? But, yeah, the games that keep me coming back are the multiplayer experiences, and I think that's, you know, obviously why they're designed the way they are, you know? Battlefront 2, an MMO like The Old Republic or Star Wars Galaxies, you know, you want those different experiences. So, anyway. Cheers, Oscar. JJ says, I just remember we had a 1v1 in Battlefront 2015. Yeah, was it a, yeah, it was a 1v1 hero fight, wasn't it? Hero villain fight? I think it was. If I'm remembering correctly. Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was. I'm pretty sure. And I'm if it was a hero fight, there's no question in my mind that you dominated me. That's one thing, like, I never, I could never get into, like, heroes versus villains in the new Battlefront game. Just because, it just doesn't suit my playstyle. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, that's basically all I can say. Like when I'm playing Battlefront 2, I just want to be a grunt and I want to run around with an E11 or something like that, you know, and run and gun, scoot and shoot. It also, another factor is probably just because I suck with heroes or villains. But, yeah, so I don't remember if it was a hero fight. Yeah, me either, man. It's been a while. It's been a long time. Maybe next time I stream, I'll play some Battlefront. Was it standard? I don't remember. Maybe next time I stream, I'll actually play a video game. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I said it's been like 8 months, but I think I streamed Shadows of the Empire a couple months ago. But anyway. Oh, I did beat you? Are you sure? Are you sure? You're just buttering me up. Ah, I'd be willing to bet that you beat me, but I'll take it. I appreciate that, JJ. Magpie's Nest Productions says, with the backlash against Solo and the sequel trilogy, how long before Star Wars is back in cinema? Well, we already know that Rogue Squadron is coming out. And what, 2003? Is that what it is? I mean, 2003. Yeah, it's coming out. Taking a time machine. 2023, I mean. Star Wars Rogue Squadron movie. Yeah, 2023. So, we have 100% the next Star Wars movie coming in 2023. And so, you know, there were the backlash against Solo and the sequel trilogy. I don't think that it, how do I put this? They're still making movies, right? The last one came out in 2019 with Rise of Skywalker. 2023 is Rogue Squadron. 4 years. That's, you know, to me, I've been saying this since this, the sequel trilogy, this new generation of Star Wars came about. I want these big gaps. I want 3-4 years in between films. I want that anticipation. I want that build up. As much as I, you know, it was kind of fun to have this jolt of Star Wars films, boom, 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 boom for 5 years. I do kind of like the idea of the slow burn, you know, the anticipation, the build up. So I've been kind of vying for that for a long time, you know, because just like anything, as much as you love something, you kind of do at a certain point, there is burnout, you know? So yeah, 2023 is confirmed, but like the backlash against movies, I don't really think they give a shit. They're still making Star Wars stuff, you know, and the quote unquote backlash, let's face it, a lot of shit is amplified on the internet. I talk to my friends who are Star Wars fans, but like they don't shove their head into the fandom every day on Twitter or social media or follow this YouTube shit. And they don't even know that there's this giant, like, or this supposed like giant backlash or subdivision, right? They're just like, yeah, we went and saw some Star Wars movies, man. You know what I mean? Like, don't let this niche internet subdivision backlash or whatever you want to call it, make you think that it's this giant gap, because it fucking is not. It looks that way if you constantly just have your finger on the pulse of, like, you know, the internet drama. But yeah, that's it. That's my opinion. But anyway, dude, Magpies, I'm super pumped for Rogue Squadron. I'm assuming you know about it, but like, there was a little teaser trailer released. Well, I don't know when that was released. Was it on May the 4th? Might've been. No, it's older than that, right? Star Wars Rogue Squadron. Okay. It's been a lot. It's December. There was a teaser trailer released in December. Was it Patty Jenkins? Was it? Yeah. And it helped. Some of you guys might not have seen this. I'll post it up in the chat. There you go. So yeah, check that out. It's a fun little teaser trailer. It doesn't obviously show anything about from the movie, but to me, it got me pumped up. Yeah, Star Wars fighter pilots. It'd be cool. Ah, there we go. But I appreciate that, Magpies. And Edgar Cortez says, Star Fox 64 and Shadows of the Empire were so good. Dude! Edgar, when it comes to video games, I don't think... I'm racking my brain here. I don't think there has... Like, I was super pumped for the new Battlefront games. I was super pumped for, you know, Jedi Fallen Order and all those games. Star Wars Galaxies, I followed the news until it was released. I Star Wars Galaxies in 2003, it came out. I went to Walmart at midnight with my buddy, and the guy had to go in the back to get a copy the night it came out, and we played it all night into the morning. But the game in my entire life that I was the most excited for was Star Fox 64. Which is weird, because prior to Star Fox 64, I had never played a Star Fox game. I never played the Star Fox on the Super Nintendo or anything like that. But, yeah, Star Fox 64. I have these vivid memories of, you know, having my Nintendo Power subscription, getting these Nintendo Power magazines, and just reading the articles over and over again, looking at the picture of these, you know, spaceships and these planets and how badass it looked. And yeah, I would carry these Nintendo. I was 11 years old when the game came. Almost 11 years old when the game came out. It looks like 97, April of 97. So I was just about to turn 11. And, I would just stare at these pictures. I would take these Nintendo Power magazines with me on road trips. I remember going from Florida to Ohio on a road trip. I don't know why I remember this so vividly. And just, like, being in my aunt and uncle's house and reading my Nintendo Power magazine at their kitchen table, just getting super pumped for Star Fox 64. And then Nintendo Power. I'm going to post another thing in the chat, all right? Star Fox 64 VHS. Yeah, here we go. So, watch this is NBA. Dumb. Super dumb. Here is a video. Go watch it now or bookmark it later. It's a promotional VHS that they sent out with Nintendo Power Magazine subscriptions. And it's dumb. It's super stupid. But I watched it constantly, man. Because I was so excited for this game. It introduced the Rumble Pack. Yeah, I don't think in my entire life I have ever been more excited for a video game than Star Fox 64. Hell yeah, Star Fox 64, Edgars. Edgars? Cheers. And yeah, Shadows of the Empire is like, yeah, one of my all-time favorite Star Wars games, but cheers, man. And Subterrell Prospector, good to see ya. Hey, longtime HG, hope you and your family are doing great. Been really enjoying The Bad Batch. 16 episodes, so it's cool we get to enjoy it all summer. Sorry about the Gatorade squirt bottle water effect there. Subterrell, yeah. You're gonna smack me, but I've only seen the very first episode of The Bad Batch so far. No, that's stupid, but... Yeah. am I 3 or 4 episodes behind? I'm about to be 4 episodes behind, right? Yeah, I've only seen the very first episode. It's just a time thing. Like, it comes out on Fridays, right? So I can't stay up Thursday night. Friday, I am with my daughter all day, and I don't have time to watch it during the day. And then Friday night, you know, family time. That's how it is. I need to, at some point, I'll probably sit down and just kind of binge the episodes that I've missed. I don't know when that'll happen. Yeah, sucks, but... Just kind of the nature of the beast with how life is right now. I thoroughly enjoyed the first episode. I thought it was great. And when I sat down to watch it, I didn't realize it was like 70 minutes. And I was like, hell yes. You know, I sat down. I mean, you know that I've been kind of taking a step back from the channel, fulfilling some lifelong dreams, starting a new career. It's going great, by the way. A little personal news. So I went through 5 months of EMT. You get certified as an EMT. You take a national test. I took it a couple days ago, and I found out that I passed it. So I am a nationally certified EMT. And then within the next within the next 6 months, I will be a certified firefighter. So one step down, man. In the state of Florida, you have to be an EMT to be a firefighter. So I don't know how it is in other states, but that's how it is in Florida. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of consuming my life right now, and I don't have time to watch much. Yeah. Sitting down to watch 70 minutes of Star Wars was awesome. But I appreciate that sub, Terrell. And Super Michael 98, Steven Siller, Nathan Pelka, Mimi, and Oscar Rodriguez. Thank you guys so much. Super Michael 98 says, different franchise, but my favorite game is Jurassic Park Operation Genesis. Operation Genesis. Jurassic Park Operation Genesis. Dude, you're about to bring back a lot of memories. Not with Operation Genesis. I don't think I've ever heard of this game. PlayStation 2, Windows, and Xbox. So Jurassic Park Operation Genesis is a construction and management simulation video game based on the Jurassic Park series. Interesting. So is this like a... kind of like a tycoon game, like a Sim City or like a Zoo Tycoon kind of game? Yeah, this is awesome. Who remembers Dino Park Tycoon? Anybody out there? Dino Park Tycoon, 1993. Oh boy. I'm going to post this on Twitter and just see what people say with no explanation whatsoever. Dino Park Tycoon, man, crazy. Anyway, so yeah, I've never played this. I've never heard of this, but it seems like some. Didn't they just come out with a new Jurassic Park, like tycoon strategy kind of game? I could be wrong, but I feel like they just did. Those are fun games, man. I think one is. I might be wrong, but I think one is on Game Pass. It's like a Zoo Tycoon, and it even has a Site B mode. Nice! Yeah, this looks fun, man. Yeah. Yeah, I've never played this. I don't think I've ever heard of this. But the memory that you're bringing up is a Super Nintendo Jurassic Park game. Super Nintendo Jurassic Park. It was like a first-person game. Oh, no! Yeah, okay. Ooh. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, so this is the game that I'm thinking of. Oh, I love going down little memory rabbit holes. Man, this is so cool. This is probably shit compared to whatever you're going to play nowadays. But, like, this has a top-down, like, third-person view and also a first-person view. And this is the... I vividly remember playing this Jurassic Park game. On the Super Nintendo. Yeah. Haven't really played any other Jurassic Park games that I can think of. I don't really know if there's been too many. But, yeah, anyway. Jurassic Park Evolution. Any good? Is that any good? Okay, 2018. Is that worth checking out? Construction Management. Sounds like the same type of game. That might be kind of fun to check out. Nice. Anyway, I appreciate that, Michael. Hope you're doing well, man. Steven Siller, Appreciate that. Steven says, boom headshot. Oh, because I brought up FPS Doug earlier. Steven says, boom headshot. Dude, yes, someone else who knows the legend of the Pwner and FPS Doug. I feel so old now, man. Thanks for the trip to golden years. Yeah, funny thing, I actually owned a, what was it called? What was it called? FPS Doug. Why am I blanking on that? Pure Pwnage, that's what it is. Pure Pwnage, how stupid. Pure Pwnage. I actually owned a Pure Pwnage t-shirt. And it was a picture of, it was like the icon in Counter-Strike. When you get a headshot with a deagle, it was that icon on a t-shirt. Oh, actually, I just found it. I found a picture. Oops, that's not right. There we go. Open image in new tab. Why are you downloading it? Yeah, anyway, but it was just the guys. Okay. Yeah, if you just scroll down here, you'll see the picture I'm talking about. FPS Doug has a t-shirt of that icon. And I owned that. Pretty stupid now that I'm looking at it. Like, why would I own that? And also, when did this come out? Because I do remember wearing this shirt to, like, high school. And thinking about that nowadays, like, that's kind of, like, you would never be able to wear that t-shirt to high school. The shirt definitely is older than whatever episode this is. But, like, wearing that t-shirt to high school with that icon on it? Excuse me, Sonny, can you go home and take change your shirt? Because it's got a gun and an icon of a bullet going through a head. No, I didn't even know there was a movie, Steve. I bet it's wonderful. I bet it's great. I bet it's ass. Let's see. IMDb, 6.5 out of 10. That's. I see there's a show, 2010, Pure Pwnage movie. What? Official trailer. What? I'll check this out. I had no idea. Taking noobs to school since 2004. So yeah, 2004 is when I graduated high school. So yeah, it makes sense. Gun and head icon t-shirt. Yep, that's what I owned. Crazy. All right, I'll watch this trailer. I'll check it out. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Anyway. Cheers, Steve. Memory lane, right? Memory lane. Nathan Pelka, Mimi, and Oscar Rodriguez, thanks for coming in with the final super chats before I got a jet. Nathan says, Star Wars Squadrons just got announced as the PlayStation Plus game this month. What a great game and awesome Star Wars experience. I didn't know. Does it? So, I don't have a PlayStation. Is that how it works? Like, if you have PlayStation Plus, which is that? What is that? Is that the, like, online capable stuff where you can play against each other? Maybe. I don't think I've... I had a PlayStation 3, but I never signed up for anything. But that's awesome, man. I'm assuming most of you guys have played Squadrons. I could not get into the multiplayer. I was horrible at it, and B, like, it wasn't my cup of tea when it came to multiplayer. It was fun, don't get me wrong, but I didn't have enough time to, like, devote and get better. The single player campaign is worth the price of a mission, in my opinion. I thought the single player campaign was so much damn fun. I really enjoyed playing through that. So if you, I know a lot of people who have only played multiplayer, but I'm like, dude, the single player campaign is fun as shit. So yeah, anybody that has a PlayStation wants to play it. It's a great Star Wars experience. I would love to be able to play it in VR, but you know, I don't want to spend the money. I'm gonna wait for a long time until VR comes drastically lower prices where it is now. The types of games that I would want to play in VR are like, not even like Squadrons, man. Like I would, but I would rather play more low key, slow like space sims, like kind of like Elite Dangerous, where you can just kind of be a, I don't know, like a space trucker in a way, flying from planet to planet. I think that would be kind of relaxing and fun, you know. But yeah, anyway, yeah, it's on PlayStation Plus now, so download that shit. Mimi says, Lego Star Wars, hearing the classic music on Tatooine and Dagobah gets me every time. Can't wait for TLJ and the new Lego game. Crate is gorgeous. When is that? Is there a release date for the Skywalker saga yet? I don't think there is. Again, I've been out of the loop for like, well, since January. I haven't really been paying attention to much. My history with Lego games, Mimi, is pretty slim. I've played like Lego Marvel with my wife. That was a game that we played a long time ago when that first came out. I played the Skywalker or the Lego Star Wars saga. I've almost beaten it. What else? Man, that might be it. I played a little bit of the Force Awakens one, which is fun, but yeah, like I enjoyed playing those games two player, like on the couch. It's fun, you know. I've never been able to get into them for whatever reason. But what's fun is like, I've had multiple people, Mimi, tell me that their first experience of like experiencing Star Wars ever was Lego Star Wars, which is kind of, I mean, like the point of entry into the saga being Lego Star Wars is something that I never would have even thought of. It's, I don't know. It's kind of cool to hear, you know? Yeah. Caretaker says, hello, Greedo plus Lego Star Wars equals rage. It's true, man. Like you put me down in front of an FPS or an RTS or something like that. Yeah, I do pretty good. You put me down in front of a Lego Star Wars game that has puzzles designed for children, I suck so bad at it. It's true, man. Yep, yep. I should just have like my nephew come over and play it while I'm talking on the microphone and just pretending that I'm playing and I'm kicking ass at the game, right? Anyway, Freight Simulator. There you go, Brendan. Oscar Rodriguez and Jared, thank you so much for the super chats and channel support. Oscar says, if Rick and Morty characters played Star Wars ones, who's who? Ooh. I think Rick would probably be Han. Luke, I'm thinking A New Hope. Luke would be Morty. Right? That's kind of default, right? I think that's the only two characters that I know. I'm trying. The dad, I guess. I don't know. Who would the dad be? I don't know. What are the other characters' names? It's funny because, like, Rick and Morty has turned into our... We watch it pretty often. We used to, like... You know, we'd go to bed and just turn on the TV and have like Family Guy or whatever was on Adult Swim. And now Rick and Morty kind of has filled that slot. So we watch it sometimes. It's pretty good, man. Like, I like it because it's like endless possibilities and it's super goofy. It's pretty clever, you know. But yeah, Rick would be Han. Morty would be Luke. Somebody make that cartoon. That'd be fun. Anyway, I've never played Bounty Hunter Dongus. I never had a, when it came out for the GameCube first, right? I never played that. And I don't know. I don't think it's not available on the PC, and I don't think it ever was. Was it? Anyway. Jared, I'm Holes. Good to see you, man. And Oscar Rodriguez, thank you for coming in with the final super chats. Jared, this is going to be an impossible question to answer. And if anybody... Let's not even help me out in the chat. Jared says, quick explanation of the Middle East situation. I will say this. I will say that, like most things, it is way more complicated than people give it credit. It is a complicated situation. You know, people always seem to kind of like boil things down in a really simplistic lines, I guess. And a lot of people, me included, who don't know shit about shit kind of formulate an opinion based off of nothing. Maybe some tweets that they saw, right? Like most things, it's complicated as fuck. There's occupation. There's continuous, rockets. It's complicated as fuck. And guess what? It's always been complicated as fuck. Some idiot on the internet who wears a stormtrooper helmet and doesn't know shit about shit should probably zip his goddamn mouth, like probably 90% of the people on Twitter, right? Anyway, I appreciate that, Jared. I should be more learned on these things, but yeah, that's just me. Also, Star Wars video games. Oscar Rodriguez coming in with a final super chat in channel support. Oscar Rodriguez says, excited to play Skywalker Saga with your daughter? ? Absolutely. Not only that, but I'm just excited to play video games in general with my daughter. Like, it's what's kind of cool there. You probably know this. There's a Disneyland video game on Game Pass on the Xbox. I downloaded it maybe 3 weeks ago or so. And I just put the controller in her hand. I said, this moves the character. You know, you can run around. And she kind of got... She just turned 3 in April. And she kind of got it. She kind of got it. She was able to run around. Sometimes she ran in circles. But, you know, sometimes she would hand me the controller and say she wanted to go on It's a Small World or something like that. But that was kind of her first dive into, like, a controller or seeing a video game on a TV. Like that. She has a little, like, an Amazon Kids tablet that she plays on. She's great at it. But, like, soon enough, man, before I know it, we're going to be on the couch playing games like, you know, Lego Skywalker Saga together. So, hell yeah, I'm super pumped for that day. I'm in no rush. I don't want her to grow up. But, yeah, I'm super pumped for her to be able to kind of play some games with me. Eventually, I'm sure she'll be able to play crazy-ass games with me, you know? But, yeah, anyway. Cheers, Oscar. Yeah, really excited, man. Really excited. And Sapity coming in with the official final super chat in channel support. Sapity says, where did it go? One sec. Not a Star Wars game, but I have to recommend it anyway. Little Big Adventure 1 and 2. Fantastic adventure games of the 90s. Currently available on Steam. Let me look this up. Little Big Adventure. Oh. This looks like Ultima Online graphics. Never mind. Well, kind of does. Little Big Adventure 2. Let's see. Let's read a little bit about this. Little Big Adventure is a 1994... Well, let's look up 2. When did that come out? 1997 adventure game developed by blah 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 blah. The game is a sequel. Gameplay, indoor scene. Let me look this up. Let me see. Little Big Adventure. I don't think I've ever heard of this. Including some props. Free roam along of 900 around an island of the game world's. Game's world once they have been unlocked by completing certain objectives or solving certain puzzles. There are also many tasks which are optional or non-linear. Okay. The game is set on the fictional planet Twin Sun, a world which is held in a suspended orbit between two suns, resulting in a polar region around its equator. Four different sentient species populate Twin Sun. Blah, 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 blah. The player character is a young Quetch named Twin Sin, who has been incarcerated in an asylum on the fortress-like Citadel Island because of his prophetic dreams about the end of the world. All right. Little Big World, or Little Big Adventure. All right. I'll keep this up. No promises, but maybe one day when I feel like getting some freeware, I'll just download it. See what it's all about. Anyway, there's so many old PC games like that, you know, that will just go away with the passage of time. And movies, too. I was thinking the other day, like, what is a movie of my generation that future generations will never see or think about, you know? And the first movie that came to mind, maybe because we talked about it a few streams ago, was Three Ninjas. Like, nobody from future generations is going to watch Three Ninjas. Unless their dad or mom shows it to them, you know? Three Ninjas. 100 years. People will be powering their vehicles with Three Ninjas DVDs. Mushing them down. Melting them for plastic. Warming themselves by burning Three Ninjas DVDs around the post-apocalyptic landscape. Three Ninjas, man. All right, guys. That was fun. Talking Star Wars games. That was a good time. Once again, these live streams are available via podcast. You just go or just search for Hello Greedo in whatever podcast app you use, and it will come up. But anyway. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Little over an hour. This was a good fun time. I love little specific topics like this. Talking Star Wars video games. To everybody who supported the channel through Super Chats this afternoon, cheers, man. Thank you so much. To everybody who hung out in the chat shooting the shit, thank you as well. Been trying to figure out what to do video-wise on the channel, and I think, you know, since time is so limited, I might just work on, like, one video over the course of, like, a month or two. Get a fun script and maybe, like, make it a longer form video, like a 20-minute video where I just talk about a topic, you know. Something different, because I miss making videos. Hopefully I'll have more time now that, you know, nationally registered. I don't have to study for that shit anymore. Now I just have to focus on fire stuff, so it should be a little easier. But anyway, man, cheers. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope everybody has a good evening, afternoon, morning, wherever the hell you are on planet Earth. And I will catch you all on the flip side. See ya. Oh, what am I doing? We gotta end it with the movie theater. Or the movie theater. Yeah, here we go. Let's end it with the 90s mall theme song. Yeah? Cool? Alright, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you when I see ya. Cool? Cool. Later. Thank you. right. See ya. For real this time. Later.